Sports.com.
It's the big time healthcare showdown. The Republicans and the Democrats in this need for bipartisanship that the president is talking about and transparency. It'll be on C-SPAN, or will it be? I guess it depends on where you live. Will this so-called summit accomplish anything? I'm going to tell you who's going to be at the table coming up in this hour of America Tonight. In the meantime, are you just slammed with snow wherever you are listening in the Northeast? Wow. I cannot believe the snow amounts for this year. So the first part of a winter storm has slammed into some areas and missed others. Parts of New York, parts of New Jersey, parts of Philadelphia, and other parts of the Northeast that have been hit with a couple of inches of snow, and they think it's, when it's all said and done, you may be talking feet. Feet! In New Jersey alone and in Philadelphia, they've gotten over 70 inches. That's crazy. It used to just be a dusting, and occasionally you'd have a big storm, but never that much. So it's a record-setting year for not just New Jersey and Philly, but a couple of other spots, too. So we're going to talk about the big healthcare summit and a few other things, including a lap dance at a high school. Was it appropriate or not? Just in saying that, it sounds like it's inappropriate, right? But I'll explain a little bit more on it. A big cat fight between two Olympians for Team USA, at least that's what I'm calling it. Who's right, who's wrong, and maybe who cares? Also, the climate panel is going to change the plan. Yeah, wait till you hear about that. And speaking of climate change, you know, on this show we've had a lot of people like Cal Beisner from the Cornwall Alliance Group refuting a lot of the global warming stuff that was put out by Al Gore and other people as to where we are and is there such a thing as global warming. But in fairness, to look at the other side of it, and we do that, you know, I always say all opinions are welcome here on America Tonight. We have an interesting guest coming up on our next show tomorrow, John Moore, and he's going to talk about what the government doesn't want you to know about global warming. And from his perspective, he was a homicide detective and private investigator, and part of what he did was tracked down and debriefed witnesses that were part of this U.S. Navy classified briefing about global warming. And he says he has some shocking results that he's going to talk about here on America Tonight the next time around. So I can't wait to hear what he has to say. There was a shocking story, a couple of different tragedies with different results. But the first one was the sad story of the trainer who was killed in Orlando at SeaWorld when a whale who had previously killed two other people apparently got a hold of her. It's in dispute as to what specifically happened. Did the whale grab her off of her perch? Was she, you know, petting the whale? What was the scoop that happened there? But the sad deal is that there was kids and people around watching when she was thrashed about the water. And so did she drown? All that other sort of stuff they're investigating. And as you can imagine, a lot of heavy hearts in and around SeaWorld as a result of this. And then what ultimately to do with this whale. I said this before, but that whole argument about should whales or dolphins or, a lot of creatures, should they be kept in captivity? Because these are the kinds of things that could happen. I happen to see a documentary with the guy who forever was the trainer behind Remember Flipper, that series. I think that was in the 60s, and I want to say the first part maybe of the 70s. And that was his job. He knew the dolphins and got them ready for their appearances and all that sort of stuff. And apparently when one of the dolphins died, he decided, no, something's not right with this. And I think it's part of the problem was the captivity thing. And he did all kinds of research on it and found that it was actually dangerous for the dolphins from his point of view. And then there are others that will dispute that and say, no, that's not true, and that's why people will pay money to swim with the dolphins. But in the case of the whale, this was an orca whale. And, you know, you're talking a gigantic, 12,000-pound orca that apparently took this woman to her death. So here's what the lead cop had to say, who's investigating this, and then the president of SeaWorld.
What apparently happens, we had a female trainer back in the whale holding area. She apparently slipped or fell into the tank and was fatally injured by one of the whales. We're on scene along with forensics, our homicide investigators, and we're conducting a death investigation.
It's with great sadness that I report that one of our most experienced animal trainers drowned in an incident with one of our killer whales this afternoon. We've initiated an investigation to determine to the extent possible what occurred. There are no other details to share at this point, but we will make our findings known in due course. I must emphasize this is an extraordinarily difficult time for the SeaWorld Parks and our team members. Nothing is more important than the safety of our employees, guests, and in the animals entrusted to our care. We have never in the history of our parks experienced an incident like this, and all of our standard operating procedures will come under review as part of this investigation. We extend our deepest sympathies to the family and friends and of the trainer, and we'll do everything possible to assist them in this difficult time.
All right, so, yeah, pretty difficult and pretty sad for the family, but sad also for the people on hand who witnessed whatever happened, and I'll be curious to see what they turn up at the end of this investigation. Here's a good one for you. We always talk about why can't we call things what they are. Call, you know, that old expression, call a spade a spade. My grandfather used to say that all the time. So Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has finally done that. She's become the first person in the Obama administration to publicly describe the shooting at Fort Hood, Texas, as a terrorist act. She said this the other day. She told the Senate Homeland Security Committee that the violent Islamic terrorism was part and parcel of the Fort Hood killings. And then she went further to say that there is violent Islamic terrorism. Could it be Al-Qaeda in Pakistan or Afghanistan, Yemen or elsewhere? That is indeed a major focus of this department and its efforts. Wow, this has been so long. Because remember, the months after you had that a terrible shooting, terrible is not even a good word to use, disgusting shooting at Fort Hood, and dead soldiers and families with nothing but questions left, just left by the wayside. This was never called a terrorist act, and it was pretty obviously a terrorist act. You could tell by what the guy had done. And now it's very clear he was in contact with a radical Muslim cleric in Yemen. He opened fire inside the base. And, you know, it's about time they called it what it is. Paint the picture what it is. There's no reason to cover it up. Why can't you use the word terrorism when it fits? So finally, that has happened. For some reason, they're very reluctant to use terms like Islamic extremists or Muslim terrorists or any of that kind of stuff. And, you know, I just don't understand why. Why is that a dirty word in the administration's playbook? So we finally heard it. Wow. Stay with us. Much more to come, including a dungeon moment next on America Tonight.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Ice hockey team, the men, as they roll on to the semis after beating the Swiss 2-0. They had a 1-0 lead and then also finally iced it with an empty net goal. It was nice. Zach Parise was the guy who did that. It was nice to see it. And now the Canadians knocked off the Russians. How about that? So Canadians and the U.S., it still is a possibility that they could meet for the gold medal matchup that you would roll back to 2002. Maybe the Americans get that just revenge. Let's go out to Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, well, it's snowing in Kentucky, and it's cold, and, you know, I'm tired of snow. I'm ready for the Kentucky summers. But,
I know. I hear you.
I was talking about that SeaWorld deal, and it's a terrible shame, but you know, we've got horses, and I can remember the first horse I bought from this old guy, this old horse trader. He told me, he said, it's an animal. It's got a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm.
It's broke to death, but it doesn't mean that it can't do what it wants to do. No matter how well you train them, how old they are, how long they've been, you get what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, you take a horse, I don't care how broke that horse is, things will happen.
That's right.
They've got a mind of their own. I mean, women are a perfect example.
Thanks. That's,
you know,
nice.
The sad part is, see how many trial lawyers jump on this deal and try to get, you know, the crowd to sue. Guarantee it. There's going to be some idiot trial attorney going to try to get And I guarantee there wouldn't be a lawsuit of the whole deal. So.
Well, that's a frivolous lawsuit. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's crazy for
that's
somebody
America,
to say Trump.
You know?
I agree. That then that's
I agree with
stupid.
You 100%. I don't believe it's a lawsuit. I you know, it would take gross negligence for me to even think about a lawsuit on anybody, you know. But I mean, that's just how people are. They're,
sure.
Trial attorneys that way. And also, I wanted to bring up, you know, you heard about the whole Ric Flair deal with his wife beating him up, you know, 112-pound wife kicking the crap out of 245-pound wrestler, you know?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw the story, yeah.
But he wished he would send his wife to wrestling school, man, because that way she'd know where to stop before she actually connected with him punches.
Yeah, what's that right. about? What is that about? How does that happen?
I don't know, and that's why I was like, man, he found out how real marriage is instead of wrestling. I mean, you know, as a kid, you know, you've seen a guy, he's cut up, he always bounces back, he never calls the police on Ricky Steamboat and Hulk Hogan, but man, his wife kicks his butt, he calls the law. I ain't figured that crap out yet, but I got a pretty good kick out of my wife when I was watching Fox when it came on there the other day. And
I laughed.
Megyn Kelly had it, which, God, I love her. She's just so awesome. And,
I like her too. I say good for her. I think she's good.
She is. You know, when
yeah.
she left to go on her maternity leave, my wife and I were like, oh, wish Megyn Kelly'd hurry up and come back. Wish she'd hurry up and come back. Then she came back with her own show, and she is just, she takes no crap off of nobody.
I know.
She's so straightforward, and she's just awesome. But yeah, they had little Kelly's court today. It's pretty funny. You know, they were talking about it, so.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
no.
That's funny. You know what? It's funny you bring that up. There was a really weird thing that happened. If you like, you go from wrestling to, you know, the tough man competition stuff is big in Texas. There was a contestant in that tough man contest that died. He was 23 years old. He had head injuries that he got during the fight. Some kid out of Oklahoma City. Isn't that awful?
Man, that is, you know, and those guys go in there. I've got a buddy of mine. His son does a cage fight and stuff.
Yes.
At MMA. And Sage is the most quietest, calmest kid, man. And when he won the championship here in this region, he won it in like 41 seconds, knocked the guy out. Mm. And, I mean, those guys are wearing some pretty thin gloves, and they're, you know, thin padded gloves, and they're punching each other. And that's terrible, man. I don't think they have enough common sense. I mean, when I was younger, I had my fair share of bar brawls and things like that. I don't know. My wife says I ain't right after all of them, but.
Yeah, something
you know,
happened
pretty
to
pretty
you.
Good licks, man. I mean, I can remember one time I got hit, and matter of fact, it was in Gerald, Texas. I got into a little bar brawl, and I mean, that guy hit me so hard, man, next day I was still seeing stars. Literally,
ooh,
I mean, still, you know, my eyes are like, well, so, you know, them guys go in there, man, they don't think nothing about, you know, they don't think nothing about bodily, you know, their insides and stuff. And
no, they're thinking about winning, and they're thinking they're invincible. A lot of them are young, 23. You know, I just want to win this competition and move on. This is sweet, and I've got my headgear on and my gloves. But, of course, that doesn't mean anything. Like you said, how much padding is there really? There's a lot of punches to the head.
My oldest brother went to high school with a guy who was a pro wrestler, and he wrestled there at WWF for a while in ECW. And Al is probably 46, 45. And I'm telling you, last time I seen that guy, he walks like an old man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he made pretty decent money in his time when he was a pretty big name. But he walks like an old man, you know, and they say he takes quarter zone shots in the knees all the time, his shoulder. And that's for professional wrestling, which is pretty much, you know, just acrobatics more than anything. I mean, you know, Al used to get mad. You don't really take body slam. Oh, I'm body slamming on the concrete, see what it feels like. But, I mean, you know, all them guys, whether you be football or whatever, they take a lot of abuse, and they don't think about it at the time. And, you know, what do you do when you get old and you're done?
Yeah, that's when the symptoms start to come out. That's what you're seeing. That's why there's these big fights now with the NFL, and what are the brains doing? What happens with these injuries when the quarterbacks are unconscious or other players? And then you see them, and as you said, they get older, and they can't make heads or tails of anything.
Right. Well, that Benoit dude who killed his wife and kids a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That Maxim magazine had a really good article on that. And what is it? Sports Legacy Incorporated.
Yeah.
That does these checks on these guys' brains.
Yeah.
And he had a brain of an 83-year-old man from all the concussions.
Wow.
I don't care if you're making $10 million a year, you know, when you're taking that many concussions and abusing your body that bad, it's not a good thing at all.
No.
It's a bad thing, and it's you know, well, I don't know. I'm just glad I don't have to do all that.
That's right.
I don't have to do any more strenuous work than I have to anymore. Thanks, Jay, and I appreciate it. And remember, you know, you need to put it out there for Flair to make sure his next wife goes to wrestling school so she don't hit him so hard.
That's right. She's like 112 pounds, as he said, which is incredible. And that'd be easy. Just, you know, how just hold her back. How hard is that? Give me a break. Hey, coming up, we're going to make a move for the dungeon. But, you know, we were just talking there for a quick minute about Stu says that he wouldn't be surprised if somebody comes up with a lawsuit, somebody that was in the crowd at SeaWorld when this thing happened in Orlando. And I said, oh, that's frivolous. That's ridiculous. If that happens, it's sad what happened to the trainer. And it's terrible that there would be any kids that could possibly witness that. But that's ridiculous. But there is a lawsuit that people are talking about. The widow of the IRS employee who was killed when the plane crashed into the IRS's office space in Austin in that office building is suing the pilot's wife. Yeah. How about that? So it's a lawsuit against Cheryl Stack. Remember, Joe Stack was the guy who deliberately crashed the plane into the office and left behind an internet posting blaming the IRS for personal problems spanning a bunch of different decades. It was like 3,000 pages or something. And now this has happened because the 68-year-old Vernon Hunter was killed when the plane went into the building, which is terrible that that happened. Wonder what kind of a shot she has at getting anything out of this lawsuit. Apparently, the attorney that's taking the case must think that there's something to this. And I guess what they'll this is what they're going to have to prove. The lawsuit says that the wife should have warned other people about her husband, that her husband wasn't right, that he was nutty, and you know that. Remember that came out that there were neighbors and other people that were interviewed that said that. So how much did she know? And that's what they're going to try to go after here. And I wonder what kind of a chance it actually has in court to end up in the favor of the widow. Maybe a pretty good chance, depending on the witness list, depending on who they can call for, you know, call besides the wife that can claim that she knew these things. I mean, she couldn't have known, or she says she had no idea that he was going to do that deal with the plane. But as to his mental health leading up to that, it might be a stretch. Not sure. It just depends on how far that goes. All right, coming up next, we have the dungeon. You can throw in your 2 cents if you'd like. 800-259-5791. America Tonight.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Get past the beat, forget past the hip man. Get on time, get on time, get on. Oh, get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. Get on your good foot. The good foot. Go down the cliff, let's all stay out. Ow. But so the beat, my nose, let's get your mind. Go down the cliff, let's all stay out.
Hey, so you know all these glitches that are happening in Vancouver? Not with the Americans. 28 medals and counting. That's pretty good. 7 gold medals. There is a little bit of griping happening with the women involved in the downhill and the slalom, etc. This from the ski team, and I'll tell you about that. But what is it going to cost Vancouver? They're talking about a $1 billion debt. A $1 billion debt. Wow, and our president wanted these fabulous Olympics to come to Chicago. And wooing, by the way, wooing the Olympic Committee, you know how much that cost? $80 million. So what a waste that was for the people in Chicago who had no prayer of getting the Olympics, but somehow were hoodwinked into believing that it was really, really possible. And Vancouver, with what they've had to borrow, they're going to be responsible. The city's responsible for about $1 billion in development costs and all that sort of stuff. Yikes. You know, that whole Olympic Village thing and what you have to build and from some of the snafus that they've had. And it's expensive. And the idea is you get it as smooth as possible, right? And this is a city of, gosh, it's over half a million. It's about 580,000 people probably, but now 1 billion having to bail out the Olympic Village development. So you know what they're going to have to do? They've already had to do it. They've had to cut education, healthcare, arts, financing. They're going to have to cut other things, too, because they're going to have to figure out a way to pay for it. That's great. I'm sorry, we're cutting all these things from your child's education. And, oh, by the way, healthcare, it's really on a string now because we had to have those Olympics. Forget about it. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hello, Kate. You know, tomorrow's the Blair Witch House Massacre, or whatever.
The healthcare summit, right? The GOP and the Democrats hanging out together on C-SPAN?
You know, they need to, the Republicans need to pick a team like we picked our hockey team, you know? People who can work together and articulate and get the job done. They need to be people who can speak the people's language. If they get up there and they start talking about, you know, we don't want to have a Senate that doesn't have a filibuster and reconciliation. If they start talking all that political crap, they're going to look foolish, and Obama will tear them up. You know, they need people up there that can just, you know, get up in Obama's face and say, the House of America is on fire. Now is not the time to start, you know, renovating the kitchen. Put the fire out first. You know, don't worry about where you're going to try the terrorist. Put the fire out first.
Yeah,
don't
amen.
Global warming. Put the fire out first. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
And if they don't, I mean, a lot of people are going to be watching. And if the Republicans look bad, it's gonna really hurt them in these elections.
I don't think what they're saying is, it seems like the undercurrent is, I talked to someone up there today and an aide to somebody, and he was telling me that there's not really a negotiation thing. He's thinking that what's gonna happen is it's gonna really truly become sort of like one big fat waste of time photo op. That you know, we've already made up our mind about health care. We know that. And the Republicans have and the Democrats have. Nothing's going to change there. It's not going to become a big negotiation. It's not. And so what are we actually going to see full-blown in the discussion, though, like you said? Are we going to see any kind of fireworks? Are we going to see, you know, just politeness and backing off? Are we going to see somebody taking it, like John Boehner taking it to them, or Nancy Pelosi? I don't know. It could be a wild free-for-all, and I'll be watching. You're right.
Well, two more things. Who's going to control the mic? Because, you know, in your show, you control the mic, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, who's going to control it for that? Yeah.
And then another thing, talking about free-for-alls, will you please tell us what happened? I've been waiting for the last 2 hours on the – you said there was a cat fight in the Olympics?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll tell you. Yes. It was – here. I'm going to tell you right now because you're right. I hate that. That's like a bad anchor on TV that doesn't – they don't give you the payoff. What happened was Lindsay – it is. It's terrible. The downhill gold medalist, you know, the cute blonde Lindsay Vonn, said that she's upset by the comments from her teammate and her nemesis, her arch rival, Julie Mancuso. What happened was, she was skiing, Vonn was skiing in the Super G, and she wiped out. And in fact, she hurt her pinky, and then it looked like she wasn't going to come back and do the next race, but she's going to do it. She, in the first run of the giant slalom, she crashed. And then Julie Mancuso, the defending Olympic champion in this event, had to stop her run, go back to the top, because her teammate was still getting treatment on the course. So they just let her go off, and she was in the way. She was getting this treatment, and for some reason, the idiots that ran it, I don't blame necessarily Vonn, it was heavy fog and all this other stuff, and they just sent her off. They just sent her off to get her down the hill, and it screwed up her run. So when she was done, she finished like 18th after her first run, and she ran away from the course, and, you know, her tears were streaming out of her face and mascara running down her face, and she said she felt awful about what happened. And the deal of it is, I guess, is the popularity, she says it's becoming a popularity contest because everybody wants Lindsey Vonn to win, and if she doesn't win, that if she doesn't win, it's a bad day for the Americans, that all the focus is on her, but it's really a team, and this is making the team struggle. So there's been all this tension between the two of them, and now it's felt throughout the whole Olympic team, too.
Is that all? Come on. I thought there were going to be some punch.
They punched each other. Are you kidding? That's bad. That's terrible. You can't have that. You can't have two women that are a part of an Olympic team. Those are people who give their eye teeth to be on the Olympic team that are just like a second behind Mancuso or Vonn. And now they're sitting here like little girls arguing over who's more popular. That's baloney. She should have just skied well. I don't blame her for being upset about the course not being cleared. I think that's unfair. But she should have kept her mouth shut and not loaded into the other stuff and let that bubble over, because they still have a race left. So forget it. Move on.
Well, did you hear about that guy, the Dutch speed skater?
Yes.
He was going
the
to
worst.
Like a something, and then his manager told him to go on the other lane, and
yeah.
He got disqualified.
I think that's one of the worst things that happened in this Olympics. The Dutch are known for that type of skating that he was doing. And here he was going round and round and all that you have to, you know, what you have to put into that. And he was one of the top speed skaters. And you're right. At the tail end of it, his trainer, his coach, told him to move lanes. He did, and he was disqualified. He would have won the Olympic medal. He would have won the gold.
Yeah, and you know, he didn't, you know, go and punch the manager.
He didn't cry. His mascara didn't run down his face, although he almost did punch somebody. He was so upset they tried to console him, and he pushed all the teammates away. He was so upset.
Well, you know, we have to remember one thing, though. These people, even though they're getting championships during the years, they're waiting 4 years for this.
Yes.
Tournament. And it's
they might never, and you got to remember this, some of them, like, you get spoiled by athletes like a Mark Spitz or Mike Phelps or Michael Phelps or any of those guys, because they keep coming back. But you don't get that chance. A lot of these people don't ever get that chance again. This is their one chance. Maybe if they get lucky, they're in a couple Olympics. But to get that far, yeah, that's bad.
I tell you what, I thought the big cat fight was going to be tonight when I think it was the Korean women's ice skating team.
Yeah.
They won first place, and then they got disqualified. And, you know, and it was just a bunch of – and then the number two team was China.
Yeah.
And I thought they were going to, you know, but
– so something was going to happen there, yeah.
Well, listen, have a great night, Kate.
You too.
Great show.
You too. Thank you for the call. Yeah, that was the cat fight. And I think it's probably gonna escalate because the headlines keep getting played up. And now Lindsey Vonn is going to do the next run despite the pinky injury. It looked like she was out, but she's not out. She's saying that she's okay and she's gonna do the next run. And, you know, she goes from the bruised shin to the finger problem, and now she's got this thing that she's discussing with the teammate Julie Mancuso. And, you know, of course, because they're elite athletes and they both want the gold medal, but they have to remember they're part of this U.S. team and they're pumping a ton of money into them. And they're, trust me, there are, they call it like A, B, and C team. And there are young girls that have done nothing but ski. I mean, ski and dream about the same thing that these two are doing. And they would take those spots in a heartbeat. So to be distracted, and that's the thing, to be distracted by all the nonsense isn't good. They don't need that. They don't need to be distracted. They need to be focused on what they're doing. So if they have something, you know, with them, between them, it needs to be kept off the courses. It needs to be off the slalom and has no place in these games. Get it out after the games. It's not worth it because of what it could cost the American team. And there's, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars get pumped into these efforts. Millions, actually. So Vonn is going to ski the slalom. That is actually the good news, even though she fractured her little finger on Wednesday. We'll take some more in the dungeon coming up around the bend.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
All right, here's a real kick in the head, and this is why we're going to go to the dungeon here on America Tonight. Now, you know how this works, although I could really care less if this person becomes a future guest on America Tonight, other than I could get a chance to grill him, I guess, myself. But that's what we do. We send the key to the dungeon to the person we put in the dungeon. They, quite often, I'm sure they ignore them, throw them away, or an aide throws them away. But we have in the past had many people accept the keys and come on the show. So this is who is going into our dungeon. The Northern California man, you know this, I gotta say it, Garrido. Philip Garrido is a scumbag, and there's no way to sugarcoat this. He's the guy who was charged with kidnapping and raping J.C. Dugard. And here's the scoop, okay? So finally it's uncovered, and then he has 2 kids with her, and you know the whole sick, horrid nonsense that happened in that house of horrors. So she's walking to the school bus, and then she disappeared and was like a kid on the milk carton forever. And all of a sudden, here she appears, and by accident, the FBI swoops in and they're able to free her and figure out the whole story, and you know, the rest is history. But this is the deal with Garrido. And I guess we knew this was going to happen, but the public defender in this case for Garrido is said that this guy cannot stand trial, that he shouldn't stand trial because he is not mentally capable of this. He is ignoring signs of serious mental illness. So he's been hearing voices of angels for years. Are you kidding me? Susan Gelman is her name. She filed papers saying that the J.C. Dugard kidnapper is mentally ill and shouldn't stand trial, might not be competent to be defended. So, Ms. Gelman, I am sorry. I don't care if he's hearing angels, Satan, or God himself. What he did is inexcusable, and I think it's a great way for him not to face his day in court, and he should be tried and should not get off on this not being competent to be a defendant. So for that reason, Susan Gelman is going in our dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
And see, this even goes further, because there's this whole deal about wanting to see J.C. Dugard and the two daughters. Are you kidding? Seriously. So on top of that, is he too psychologically impaired to see them? She says that he wouldn't harass Dugard from afar. And the decision to bring her and the two daughters with him to his parole agent's office and the confession he made that morning that he kidnapped her in 91 is evidence of his complete lack of sophistication. I mean, come on. I don't care. I don't care what the guy's deal is. He deserves to be there in that courtroom and have to listen to all the things that he did, period. Period. End of story. And, of course, Garrido and his wife Nancy, remember, have pled not guilty, to kidnapping Dugard and holding her captive for how many years? 18 years in the backyard. So this defender has not formally said whether she plans to advise him, by the way, to plead not guilty by reason of insanity, or whether it'd be better to argue what she was talking about, that he's incompetent to stand trial. They're just looking for a loophole, some way to get him out of this situation. I mean, sorry. I just hope. I don't care, angels, whatever. I don't care what's going on in his head. I just hope that it doesn't end up this way, because to me it would be a grave injustice of the legal system. That's the whole problem with the insanity thing. And I guarantee there are situations where it's true. But now it's that catch-all. Catch-all for every idiot who does something horrific to somebody else. What about the victims? How often do we forget about the victims? And I wouldn't want to see that happen, that people forget about what happened there. All right, this is another story that made big headlines. It's worth bringing up again. I brought it up in the previous hour of America Tonight. Bravo to the people who stopped the 32-year-old guy, Bruco Strong Eagle Eastwood is his name. If you don't know that name, he's the guy who got into a school a couple of miles down the road from Columbine, a middle school, was in the parking lot and had a shotgun and started shooting and nailed two people, luckily did not kill them. And a middle school teacher went after him, just took him down. Then other people showed up and tried to help him, and they did, and they contained him, and then the police came. And a strange deal is with this whole thing. The school, the middle school, is in Littleton, Colorado, and it's called Deer Creek Middle School. He went there in the 90s. he went in, so I guess you can see how he could dupe the people. He went in, said he was a former student, talked with teachers, and didn't draw any suspicion. So, and what were, you know, what he was talking about with the school staff or whatever, who knows. Then he ended up going outside and opening fire with a hunting rifle that he stole from his father. So they know he left the building without being asked to leave the building. So he didn't say anything that would have set off alarms or red flags. And he goes outside, and then the rest is history. That's when the shootings happened, and you had teenagers basically running all over the place trying to escape what they knew was happening when they saw the gunfire. But luckily, a quick-thinking teacher heard the one shot, saw the gunman squeeze off the second round, and he just sprinted after him. And so he was able to get him down on the ground, and the assistant principal grabbed the gun because it was there in the parking lot. That's, boy, that's a good thing. So, yeah. That's a great thing, actually. His name's David Benke, and a 57-year-old teacher, father of three, and he had no hesitation, and, you know, that was gutsy of him. It was gutsy of him because he's got his own family to worry about, and he knows, who knows, the guy could have swiveled on him and hit him, killed him. And there's a Facebook page dedicated to him, and it's got like 21,000 people now. I checked on it just a short while ago, and they'll probably give him some kind of award. The legislature's talking about that. But the good news is, in this case, and he doesn't even care about that. The good news is that they were able to subdue this nut, get him, you know, the sheriff's people come. He's got a $1 million bond on his head. He's there on suspicion of attempted murder, and nobody was killed in this case. Nobody was killed. But see, you know, what's the damage done to this school? Well, even though it's there it is down the street from Columbine, but what damage is done to the kids who see that happen? You know, boy, it was gentler times when I went to school. What were we worried about? How your hair looked while you were driving on the bus, I don't know. Whether or not you're going to make the field hockey team. And now these kids, they're looking outside and seeing this happen. And if something happens inside, they've got instructions. If something happens inside, they lock the doors, they get the students out of the hallways, they keep them quiet so they don't tip off anybody that's inside. They know that. That's all out there. But, you know, there certainly were no rules for somebody opening fire outside in the school parking lot. So this guy described as very weird and strange is in custody, and whew, there's a hero, and nobody was killed. Bravo, bravo, bravo. All right, we're going to leave you with this thought. I love quotes. This one from Mark Twain. Few sinners are saved after the first 20 minutes of a sermon.